Let's go to the hotline now. Adoree Jackson of the Tennessee Titans cornerback joins us. Adoree, man, first of all, I just got to say thanks for joining us. And second of all, I got to ask you a question. How much fun is all of this right now? Because the city of Nashville is having a really good time with it.
Appreciate you guys for having me. And it's been enjoyable. Truly a blessing to be able to, you know, do things that we've been doing as a team collectively, having fun and enjoying it with ourselves and with each other. I think that's the biggest thing about it. You know, individuals make plays, individuals, you know, do a lot of things, but as a team together, seeing these smiles, seeing everybody happy, you know, the jokes that we can have, the memories that we're making right now, it's a great feeling to have.
At Adoree Knows on Twitter. Adoree, obviously quarterback change, I get that, but what was the biggest thing within the framework of this team that got you guys on the right track after that 2-4 start?
We just kept going and kept believing in ourselves. We didn't really, I don't want to say change anything. We just kept doing everything that we implemented. It's one of those things where when you're doing something so long, you're getting the repetition of it. Eventually, something's going to have to break and go through. And I just feel like it just started to click, you know, at the right moment for us. It just started to click. So that's basically what we kept doing, just believing in the scheme, believing in everything that, you know, the coach was preaching and teaching us and coaching us, and kept going from there.
You're a young guy. Obviously, you know, the hope is you got a long, long career ahead of you in this game. But what does it feel like to see guys like Wood and Jarrell and, you know, Brett Kern, these dudes who've been on this team through some really tough times? What's it like to see them get to succeed at this level?
I'm all about, you know, success for other people, you know, seeing everybody else succeed, everybody else happy, doing well. You know, it's always uplifting for me. You know, see those guys happy and doing the thing that they love to do and doing it at a high level. You know, you don't wish anything but the best for them.
You know, it's funny, just following sports, it's kind of rare to see an organization utilize everybody on the roster 1 to 53 and beyond. But that's been the case with this team. It's been really cool to see, like, all the guys running around in training camp and then think about the plays that everyone has had to make and has made. Everyone's really laid it out there and kind of left their mark on this season.
We talk about just everybody being locked in and understanding that when one man goes down, the next man has to step up, and it shouldn't be no level of no play. The level of play should not dip. So we take pride in that and character in that, and we trust, you know, each other. So when somebody goes out there and somebody goes out there to compete and perform, we know they're going to do their job because they don't want to disappoint themselves and they don't want to let us down. So we appreciate that from everybody.
One example, I mean, nationally, all we heard last week, and you guys aren't really tuned into this, but we doing a sports talk show obviously are, but the talk, you know, from the national perspective was, okay, Jayon Brown's not going to go for the Titans. That's going to really kill them in you know, with regard to defending Lamar Jackson. David Long steps in, 67 snaps on the season, and Adoree, he played his ass off.
No, yeah, he went out there and did his job and played lights out. And, you know, we watched film, we seen it and talked to him about it. And you can't do anything but smile. And that's one of the things I like about this team. And, you know, when John was down, he was still encouraging. He still was upbeat, positive, and had faith in not just the team, but in David as well. So I feel like when you have that camaraderie and you have that that energy going around from each other, I mean, it just uplifts everybody else.
Adoree Jackson, Tennessee Titans cornerback, our guest. That game in Baltimore, not only were you guys blanketing them in coverage, there were so many pass breakups. I looked at the box score, said 7. Adoree, it seemed like more than that. You had 3 of them, and they were just textbook where you're reaching around guys, you're reaching over them and knocking those passes down. It was just a fantastic thing to watch you guys play DB at that high of a level.
Yeah, I give a lot of credit to those guys up front and the linebackers, you know, for whatever they're doing, rushing the quarterback, getting their hands up, man, whatever it may be. It just makes our job a lot easier out there in the back end. So, you know, all the credit goes to those guys and the work that we put in and the guys on the practice squad and the guys that gives us looks out there at practice. They help us out a lot. So when it comes to the game time, we can be comfortable out there like we were in practice and try to make plays.
Adoree Jackson with us, Titans cornerback. Adoree, obviously when you guys get a stop, you come off the field, you talk as a group about adjustments. Do you have a moment, though, when you get done with that to kind of watch what Derrick Henry is doing in real time on the field?
Yeah, so, you know, the offense has the ball and, you know, the time of possession they get after we make our adjustments, we go and be able to watch the game And we just try to stay in tune and just cheer everybody on and cheer the whole team, no matter what it may be. You know, the special team units out there, we're out there fired up, cheering them on, or the offense out there on the field. It goes the same way. So we're out there into the game watching it and then just cheering our teammates on because who's better else to get to hear cheers from than the guys that you're with every day?
Michael Pierce, defensive tackle for the Ravens, said this about Derrick Henry. He said, for the first time in my career, I thought there wasn't much I could do to stop him. That dude is in a zone unlike anything I've ever played against. He is out there killing it. That's got to be fun to watch on tape, too, when you get done.
Yeah, it is fun to watch and fun to see, you know, the year that he's having. And, you know, every time we play, they say that he done broke this record or done something new. So yeah. It's nice to see him and the success that he's having out there on the field. And he's a good person, you know, so, you know, it's much deserving for him.
Yeah. Let's get into this track team that you got to defend on Sunday and this quarterback who can make every throw that's throwing the ball to all those guys. How in the world do you try to slow them down?
Yeah, it's an elite team. You know, receivers, tight ends, running back, quarterback, you know, their whole offense is elite. You just got to go out there and compete and just go out there and trust your game plan and trust what the coaches have implemented and want you to do and just go play ball and compete.
What is the challenge, Patrick Mahomes compared with Lamar Jackson?
I don't compare players. You know, they all do stuff unique, so it's just another battle, another challenge. And, you know, with this league, it's always a challenge, no matter who you're playing against, because each quarterback can do something unique, each receiver do something unique, and, you know, from the O-line to everybody on their team. So it's always just a different challenge you gotta have, and we just got to go on this game plan and get ready.
High temperature of 22 in Kansas City. You a cold weather guy?
I'm from Illinois, so I played in the snow a little bit. I've been down there and had some cold games here in Nashville, you know, playing with the Titans. But you know, I think everything when you're out there, it's all about the mindset. You just gotta have a mindset to go out there and play and enjoy the game and not think about the other atmosphere and the other factors that may happen.
How much do you focus, Adoree, on the journey while you're taking the journey? Because a lot of times guys will say, when I was a player, we'd get this far in the playoffs. I'm just trying to win the next game. I don't think about that. Is there any of that where you just think about how far this team has come, or do you not even let that enter your mind until maybe after the season?
You can see the end goal and the finish line, but you always got to remember where you start, you know, to keep you going and keep you pushing forward. So it's always the thought in the back of your head, you know, when things may not be going your way or things on how you want it to be, to give yourself a reminder and get you back going and get you going into the right direction. So it's always good to have that thought process, but, you know, it's always another end goal that we want in hand. So we just got to keep taking care of business and take one game at a time.
Adoree Jackson with us on 3HL. Adoree, talking to you guys this season and last season, and you just kind of feed off this lack of attention, and now you're in the Final Four. I heard Logan Ryan talking about how packed the locker room was yesterday. does it become challenging to kind of turn your eye away from that, or is it just business as usual for you?
I think it's just business as usual. I don't think we take or put too many attention to, you know, everything that's going on around us. We just try to come out here and keep playing and keep doing the game that we love and enjoy, and not try to worry about any outsiders or anything else. Just keep it in house and keep, you know, what we got going, you know, trusting, believing, and playing for each other.
I'm telling you, man, there are going to be a lot of Titans fans in Arrowhead Stadium. We're at the Titans Pro Shop. I can't tell you how many people have come up to us and told us they're going. It's going to be a fun environment. It's going to be a fun day. Soak it in and go get that dub, man.
Well, I appreciate it so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Adoree, thank you so much for the time, man, and hopefully we'll be talking to you about a win on Sunday night after the game.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Have a blessed one.
Yes, sir. Adoree Jackson.
At Adoree Knows on Twitter. Guy played an unbelievable game against the Ravens. And, I mean, he was blanketing dudes, as were his teammates. They only had a couple of busts there. But he's going to have to come up big. Obviously, Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman and Sammy Watkins and Travis Kelce. I mean, you can just go on and on. They got a track guy in the backfield, too.
Yeah, they do. It's a lot to throw at them, and it's kind of the third week in a row. They're going to go do something that a lot of people, at least nationally, are saying they can't do. They're going to try to go and beat the Chiefs to go to Miami for the Super Bowl. They are 60 minutes away with a victory. Unbelievable. I'll tell you what, Mike. also be unbelievable for you. And it's the thought of you purchasing a home. For a lot of people, that's just a dream that they think they can't reach. Maybe they're afraid of the financial commitment, because sure it is. It's the biggest thing that you're ever going to buy. Maybe they're daunted by just the task of buying a home and what goes into it and all that kind of stuff. But look, you don't have to be. Ryan Kelly and his home loan expert team, they make the loan process easy. They make buying a home easy. And they'll match you up with the best rate, and they'll match you up with the best loan product. And it's funny, I kind of think of it like a grocery store. Think about walking down the aisle. Not everybody goes and buys the exact same box of crackers. Well, not everybody gets the same loan. If they match you up with the right loan, you can afford more house, and you can get the payment that you want. Go to thehomeloanexpert.com. You can be pre-qualified, which means know your buying power and be ready to buy in about 5 minutes. Or you can call Ryan Kelly and his team, 615-810-8555. If 2020 is your year to buy a home, get with Ryan and his team today and get things going. Again, thehomeloanexpert.com. Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, is a Tennessee residential mortgage licensee.
If you have iron.